Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choosing. Today, you might know him from Lime Champions. It's my old buddy. It's Damien Lawler.
Yo.
How you doing, Damien?
I'm doing all right. Good to be here. This is like the old days.
Well, I know. I say my good friend and then I realise you had a kid 18 months ago and I didn't know anything about it. So that's I can't say that good a friend.
Yeah, no, we keep this kid secret. He's a bit of yeah.
So for those who don't know, like Damien and I did a radio show together for 6 years on Triple R Monday nights, and so for 2 days a week we would see each other every single week for 6 years. And then we kind of finished that and went, all right, I'll see you.
Okay, so see you soon. And here we are.
Finally invited you back. Now, this episode, now you've chosen the topic. I'm very excited about the topic.
Yeah,
I am. Because I send out a whole bunch to people and they very rarely go, oh, yeah, we'll do a music one. Mm. Or we'll do. Because I actually thought when I said you could choose one yourself, I thought you were going to choose like Russian political songs before the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Like all this,
No, but I've gone for something which I thought was initially just a silly little topic you could have a laugh with. But once I got thinking about it, it became quite a challenging and interesting exercise, I found.
So for the listener, the topic is body parts. Top five body parts. Now, I've gone about this in a way going, if I woke up and one of these was removed, how would I feel?
Yeah, that's kind of, I actually had like about three different categories or different criteria that I was thinking of. Like how would you live like without a body part? But then there was also like favourite body parts, like sort of some of them are like biologically sort of fascinating the way they work and I really love it like that. And I saw there's probably a Netflix documentary on the elbow or something that I saw, a 7-part Netflix documentary. Or
I also was going to be an ally and put like breasts and vagina one or two just because, you know, I'm a feminist.
Hold that thought.
I can get that out. So how this starts is I always start, so you get to do the number one. So you're closing it. You're the headline act for your number one. So my number, like I said, I thought this, if I woke up and this was just removed from my person, how annoyed would I be?
Mm.
So number five for me, the nose. If you woke up and your nose wasn't there,
it
would be annoying.
I was thinking about the nose. It hasn't made my list, but as a body part, it punches above its weight as far as the impact that it has, certainly visually.
Yeah, it's the centre of your face. The eyes are drawn to the nose, whether or not you want people to look at it or not.
But even just a small alteration to someone's nose, like there's all those stories about people that get a nose job and people just don't recognise them.
What's the actor?
Jennifer Grey, is that her name?
From Flashdance? No.
No, from Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. I always get those two mixed up.
Who famously just lost her career instantly because she didn't have her little
bump.
Mm.
And then there's like your septum can get destroyed. And so there's the footage of like, so is it Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks and septum go together.
It's just a big hole in the face, like, which is weird. But my thing with a nose would be it's a fun body part. Like sneezing feels good. And that's all nose. But I was thinking if you didn't have a nose, you'd probably still have the holes in your face because your skeleton has the holes there.
The Harry Potter guy.
Yeah, so Voldemort.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry for those Potterheads. I said his name. I'm sorry. But Also, taste has so much to do with smell. Because there's that thing, if you hold your nose and an onion, and apparently it's like an apple.
Mm.
So
that's why the nose didn't make it on my list. It was under consideration, but without a sense of smell, it doesn't affect your life that much. I don't think I have a great sense of smell, and I actually work with a guy who says he has no sense of smell.
Michael Hutchins didn't have any smell.
Yeah.
And apparently it sent him crazy. That's what started the whole, he had to feel something. So he's like hanging himself to have a wank. That's like, I didn't have smell, I don't want to go out Hutchins style.
Yeah, but these days, most of the time, a sense of smell is more a curse than a blessing.
A hindrance. I guess in the last 8 months, wearing a mask with no nose would be great.
And being locked indoors with your family.
Well, that was the other thing. Like, because in lockdown, I cut my coffee intake down. I had to go and have a mask on because I'd smell my breath. And I was like, man, that must be me every day after 11. So I only have one coffee these days. All right, that's my number five.
Interesting.
Your number five, Damien.
The tongue.
Nice.
More for its weirdness.
Yes.
I think. I mean, if you think about it just objectively, it's this slimy kind of serpent-like eel.
Yeah.
That just kind of constantly sort of wriggles and slithers and twists and recoils, just sort of, and it works almost independently of your conscious thought.
Yeah.
Like you don't...
I know. Mine does not work how I want it to.
Well, yeah, yes. So you've had tongue issues.
Yes.
In your life. And you've had probably as far as in the whole spectrum of tongue-related problems, you've probably had like a very small, minor one.
Yeah, very minor.
But it's had quite a big effect on your life.
Like, it is that thing when you have like a little cut or an ulcer on your tongue, it feels so much bigger than it actually is in real life. That's what my speech impediment was. It's like, it's just a small thing. You just can't get your tongue in the position that you want it to be in, but it's affecting quite a large area of your life.
Well, it's responsible for just communication.
Yeah.
Well, oral communication anyway.
I heard this the other day. It was written, I read it. It was written on the blackboard of the gym I go to. And I don't know if it's true. It says the tongue is the only muscle that's only joined at one end. And I was like, well, the penis is also a muscle, right? That's only joined by one end. I don't think the penis goes around and loops at the top and then goes back down.
Oh, I'll send you a link. I'll show you something that answers that. But yeah, and I think, if you think about it objectively, that the tongue is almost like something out of science fiction. It's this, you hardly ever control it, do you? I mean, sometimes if you're trying to get something out of your teeth, you might move your tongue that way and that way. But when you talk, like what it's doing, what my tongue is doing now is like this hideous, like.
But have you ever seen those videos at the back of your throat when you're talking and they can see the little, like...
The glottal kind of...
just go in and out. That's gross. Like, the tongue is very nice compared to what that is. Mm. But the other thing with the tongue, and this is, like, it's an organ. It's like, is it a muscle or an organ or is that the same thing?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. But I was, like, it's an erogenous kind of thing.
Well,
like,
that's the other thing. There's a...
Get pleasure from it.
A sexual component as well.
How different would the world be if you were aroused, your tongue also went stiff?
I can see that.
Like,
I
mean, as a teenage boy on the bus, you couldn't talk because, my tongue's stiff.
I've got a stiffy. It would give kissing a whole new...
Exactly.
Kissing would start to resemble fellatio, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, which, I don't know. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, communication, which is kind of important. That's what I was. That's what was my main thing. But also the potential for oral stiffy communication, fellatio.
Do you have any more facts? You've got a whole thing of notes. You've got a Spirex full of notes.
Not really. It's also used as an insult. Just sticking your tongue out.
Oh yeah,
it becomes. That's kind of my go-to hey, everyone, I'm going to take a photo. Hey, everyone, get together. Yeah. And I'll just automatically go,
See,
I'm a tongue guy when it comes to photos.
I do the shucker. I don't.
Hey, Orlando. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at AspireAllergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to AspireAllergy.com.